I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. Today, we welcome local artist Christy Marie, who has a new album out called Made in America with her band, The Forget-Me-Nots. Christy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Yeah, maybe you can tell me a little bit about this band, The Forget-Me-Nots. They're not here today, but I take it they'll be with you tomorrow night and next week when you have the CD release show.
They'll be with me at the CD release, not tomorrow night.
Okay.
But though, tomorrow is a solo thing for myself with Ben Weaver.
Mm-hmm. And that's going on at the Karpeles Manuscript Museum.
Yes, a fabulous space.
Yeah, a place that doesn't really get a whole lot of shows. I mean, I've been to shows there before, but it tends to be pretty few and far between. What is the live performance culture there like? How do those things get set up at a place like that?
Well, they get set up when there's enough inspiration to do something there that people follow through with making that happen. Mm-hmm. It's a place that's run by people that are paid very little, volunteers almost, and so there has to be enough inspiration behind it for it to happen. And it's not technically a super music venue, so to speak, you know, so it takes some effort to make things happen there, I think, is partially why there's not a ton of things that happen there on a regular basis.
Right. Well, it's interesting to have a venue where there's not a lot of, like, distractions or things like that. You know, it's one thing to play in a bar or in a restaurant or whatever, but
with fabulous acoustics, actually, too.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's amazing.
Yeah. So that's going on tomorrow. And then the CD release show for the new album, Made in America, is next Wednesday at The Red Herring Lounge.
Yeah, Red Herring.
Of course. So this is your first album, you know, under Christy Marie? I know you've been in projects before. You were in a group called Bird by Bird, who I think was in the studio a couple years ago.
Yep.
But this is your first sort of project.
This is my first project that has primarily all my own songs on it. They're all written by me except for the exception of the last song, called Some Folks, which is a co-write between me and Jim Hall, who plays on the album. And
right. Well, to start off, why don't we hear a tune?
All right. This is called Tis of Thee. Waving that red, white, and blue. Do you really think anyone deserves to die more than you? Teach the children, inspire the youth to do on others as you hope they do for you. Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
dawning a new day. Where no plan written can be laid. Where our own doctors and guardians, we have to part the clouds. Show me what inspires your peace, and let me see where your little baby sleeps.
That is local artist Christy Marie live from Studio A. Now that tune seems to pertain especially to the title of this new album that's coming out, Made in America. It's a little bit of a play on words, it seems like. Yeah. Is it safe to say that's maybe the flagship tune for the album there?
It's one of them. There's a few. Maiden, spelled M-A-I-D-E-N, speaks to the rise of the feminine that's happening on the planet at large, not just in America. Mm-hmm. But also in America on many levels. But, I believe that there's one war that really feeds every other war on the planet, and that is the war on the feminine. It could be on the mother nature or the feminine gender role, suppression of the feminine, and I believe that it's that particular suppression and neglect to see the feminine as an equal stance in in the human race.
Yeah,
that feeds a lot of the wars.
And a lot of the music that you write, too, I suppose. That definitely seems to be a...
Well, this particular... I write a lot of different music. So this particular album, when it was coming to fruition, I had like 15 to 20 songs that I was trying to narrow down. And I was like trying to figure out what the story was that was coming through. And I kind of just tune in and go, okay, well, why these songs? And then weed out from there, like, as the story starts to show itself. It's like, oh, why is this story showing itself? It showed itself as the songs started to, like, be picked. And yeah, like that.
Well, and I noticed, I was looking a little bit about if it was a Kickstarter campaign or something similar.
Indiegogo,
yeah, so something very similar to that. And there was, other than the name Made in America, there seemed to be sort of a, like almost like a patriotic theme going along with this album, like sort of some of the thank you gifts that, you know, people would get for contributing to the project were like these sort of these patriotic sort of little gifts and trinkets and things.
Well, we're a powerful country.
Right.
And I believe that if we as a country rise up and embrace the feminine in a really healthy way, that will influence the whole world. And so, and also, you know, there's this whole, the other play on words with Made in America. There's a big, you know, local rise of consciousness on how we need to you know, support local, so made in America, you know, it's kind of, you know.
Right, right.
Kind of, yeah. Just work where you are, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting in a time where when it, you know, in the context of sort of fighting these battles, it sort of makes it really easy to not be patriotic. Or, mm-hmm. you know, sort of be the opposite of that.
Exactly.
Or to say the reason that this stuff is happening is because, you know, we're, because our country is like, you know, it's going downhill or it's bad. It's a totally different perspective
right.
to say, well, no, let's get behind, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
let's use it for something else. That's like that's an approach that I have not seen yet.
Yeah, this summer I was sitting there and I had this big American flag on my neighbor's porch laying out front, waving outside, and I went, wait a minute. This is my country too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right. Very, very positive way to look at it, and seemingly a lot more constructive than the easy route taken by the majority of folks these days, I think.
Yeah. When actually, I find it very serendipitous on our CD release night. Don Ness has his last mayoral address down at the deck from 7 to 9. And he's been a really influential role in our community to show us that we have this ability to change things. And so I just feel like there's just a lot of celebration happening. There's a lot of hope, especially in our community, that I think can really go far.
Definitely. Well, why don't we do another song?
All right. She's on a mystery tour. You don't know what moves her. Can't put a lasso around her or what surrounds her. Journey in each breath.
she sees. Ooh, yeah. It's what she reaps. Beauty.
Local artist Christy Marie, live from Studio A, joining us today a little earlier than we usually have these sessions. It's 11, so good. Once again, good morning, and thanks for joining us today, Christy.
Thank you.
That's a tune from her new album, Made in America, which is coming out next week. We've been discussing a little bit about that, about her musical background and the inspiration for this album. Another interesting thing that I noticed about you is that this is not, you know, you had that Bird by Bird project, and you've got this new project, which is like, you know, Americana or folk music. But I noticed you also, I even met you one time, I think it was at the Bridge Fest, and you had this, you had this instrument that I had never seen anything like it before.
A harmonium.
And it was from India, I think you said.
That's where I got it. Yeah.
And it's, you use it for writing what, this is a quote from the Indiegogo page, contemporary melodies to ancient chants for kirtan, and one other that I know I'm going to mess it up
zikr.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit, why do you write a contemporary melody to something that is ancient? And a little bit more about these things as well.
Well, I'm by nature and by choice very mystic. Believe in that all paths lead towards the one path. And so one of my ways of exploring that is through, and I believe that music is one of the biggest healing forces in the planet. And so exploring these different ancient chants, you know, when you're not abiding by certain rules and you're living in the moment, everything's going to change as time goes on to be relevant to what's happening right now. And so one of the reasons why I choose to write these melodies or these new melodies is because they kind of come through in the moment of right now. And so even though some of these chants have melodies that, you know, have been sung for ages and ages, the main thing, the most relevant thing, is the words and how they're said. And sometimes that is what kind of accesses the portal, or so to speak, this kind of journey for the mystic to travel on, to have the experience of this connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I guess another thing that I noticed about your sort of holistic approach to music and other things, I was reading something that said you were talking about this new album that you have out with your group, which I think is Jim Hall, and I think I saw Mark Glenn in the picture.
He's on the actual recorded album.
Okay.
We're playing with another bass player now, because Mark's been eaten up by other projects, and his name is Mike Schaefer. But on the album itself is Mark Glenn, Jim Hall, myself, and Bryce Castanine, and then that's the core group, I would say. Especially the meat and bones is Bryce, Mark, and I we're on every track. And then Jim Hall has been with me since the beginning. He's been my right-hand man through this project, as far as like believing in me and sitting with me and singing along. And but we had started really just like kind of took a little while to do, and we recorded it a couple times, and we really like got serious about recording it last spring, end of summer-ish, and with the depth of our study with the music, you know, we started hearing different parts and called in Charlie Parr. He plays on two different tracks. Ron Cuevisto plays on one song, who's a local amazing guitar player that I just adore. He's also a luthier at Northwoods Music in Superior and fixes guitars. And Ron Ayers, who is another amazing, totally unique flavor guitar player, and he plays on one song. And Abe Curran, who's with Blue Rooster.
Sure.
Yeah, he plays on a few different songs
so
as well.
A lot of collaboration going on there. Yeah. You have a big project. And now a lot of these people, I know you mentioned you were originally from Duluth and you kind of moved around a lot, you know, during the first, you know, half of your life or whatever until you moved back. Are these people you knew from the first time you lived in Duluth, or are these connections you've made since you've...
Yeah, I've made them all in the last decade, so.
Really? Okay.
You know, 9 years or so.
Okay.
And yeah,
because Jim Hall has been playing, you know, blues and folk in Duluth for
I fell in love with his music the first time I heard him play, and I was pretty honored when we started working together.
Mm-hmm. And so I was getting back to what I was sort of starting that sentence with, is talking about the album. It's something that we have not only been working on, but something that's been working on us.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain a little bit? What do you mean by that?
It was extremely challenging, I think, partially because when you do something that you're passionate about, and music, to be passionate about it, you have to believe in it, and you have to understand it. And I feel like I was... None of the dudes are here. None of the forget-me-nots are here, so I can say this, but they... I was working with a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hardcore dudes. And I'm asking them to be like, this is about the rise of the feminine.
Yeah.
And so I personally believe that some of the big roadblocks and problems, I mean, there was just a lot of different life changes. I mean, I moved 4 times within this project, my physical location of my house and my children. I just like so many challenging life processes that were happening that could have just kicked this particular vision out of the ballpark. It just would have been like, oh, that's not relevant anymore. But it was so strong. It just like continued to hold on, and we just barreled through it. And Bryce Castanine did all the engineering and the recording of this and mixing of it. Max, I forget how you say his last, from Sadkin Studios, did the mastering, and Bryce did a phenomenal job, and so I'm just really, really proud of it. It sounds so good. When I listen to it, I go, you know, I mean, because it's not about me in this particular now product that we have. You know, I mean, like, yeah, I have wrote some of these songs, but then they started to write themselves with all the collaboration. And when I listen to it, I just go, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can we hear one more?
Yeah. All my bears of men out there, you do not scare me, no. Your growls are like a horn of chagas.
living day by day. And if it were easy, not much more would it please me. Just gonna growl on through. Gonna spread no bombs. Just gonna sing hopeful songs, they say. We're gonna fight this war with axes in our hands. Powerhouse and strummers of truth, they all are. Not much past them by. Warriors of light, I and I. They'll come crawling out of their caves. First sprout sprung and a winter's come.
That is local artist Christy Marie, live from Studio A. She's got a show tomorrow at the Karpeles Manuscript Museum in downtown Duluth with longtime regional minstrel Mr. Ben Weaver, and then the CD release show for her new album, Maiden Voyage, along with her band, the Forget-Me-Nots, including a few other well-known local musicians, is next Wednesday at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Christy, thanks a lot for being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Zach Conser, Aaron Welch, and myself, Mike Nowitzki. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.